Spencer's been past this place about 1,000 times, but he'd never been inside before. They have 49 different flavours, Brendan tells him, pointing towards the ice cream counter as they crowd into a booth with Brendan's mum and dad. The seats are cracked in red, and the whole place is kind of scruffy, but Spencer's sold by the idea of 49 flavours. Amazing, Spencer says, staring at the menu. We've been coming here since the kids were real little, Brendan's dad tells Spencer, as Spencer tries not to think about how close he and Brendan are sitting, squashed into a too small booth, with only one ice cream menu for the two of them to share. When Brendan was little, he wanted one scoop of everything, and he would never pick. Dad, Brendan says, rolling his eyes, stop telling Spencer embarrassing stuff about when I was a kid. He won't hang out with me anymore if he thinks I'm a loser.
I probably would, Spencer thinks,
then resolves never to tell anyone he thought that. Ever, ever, ever.
That's not embarrassing, Brendan's dad says, laughing. If you wanted embarrassing.
Dad, Brendan says tightly, and ducks his head so he's staring at the menu.
When I was a kid, I'd only pick strawberry, Spencer says quickly,
before Brendan's dad can say anything else. Brendan's tapping at the tabletop uncomfortably.
Like, it meant Mum and Dad could never get Ben and Jerry's or anything, because I wouldn't eat it. I was kind of annoying, probably.
But you like other flavours now, right? Brendan asks, looking up from the menu. He looks scandalised at the thought of Spencer's childhood ice cream habits. Spencer is scandalised by his childhood ice cream habits, though, so.
Yeah, Spencer says,
and he wonders if Brendan's still wearing some of his stage makeup. He can't make out his freckles.
But back then I didn't.
He sends Ryan imaginary text messages in his head.
Send help. I'm in horror movie with Beeden's mum and dad.
Ryan doesn't reply. I'm having mint choc chip and butter pecan and rocky road and vanilla fudge ripple, Brendan says decisively, rubbing his palms against his thighs. He nudges Spencer with his elbow. What are you having? Spencer nudges him back, pressing his arm against Brendan for a moment.
Vanilla fudge ripple, he says, deliberately staring down at the menu. With cherry.
Awesome, Mr. Yuri says, rubbing his hands together. I'll go order. Mrs. Yuri excuses herself to go to the bathroom, leaving Brendan and Spencer by themselves.
Sorry, Brendan says quickly. They probably dragged you here.
No, Spencer says.
No, they didn't.
Oh, Brendan says. Well, thanks for coming.
The show was really good tonight, Spencer tells him. He wants to say, you were really good tonight. And you didn't suck.
Close. Brendan smiles, biting his lip. Good, he says.
Good, Spencer echoes.
And he finds himself smiling too. Smiling and trying to ignore the butterflies in his stomach.
Come on, Ryan says, catching Spencer by the elbow as he comes out of drama class.
He's late out because he'd hung around helping Brendan stack the chairs before Brendan had to rush off to rehearsal.
Hurry the fuck up! What the? Spencer starts,
attempting to shoulder his backpack as Ryan tries to drag him down the hallway.
Where the fuck are we going?
Language, Mr. Smith, Miss Elliot calls, coming out of the drama studio behind Spencer and catching the end of their conversation.
Do you want to be put back in detention? No, Miss Elliot. Sorry, Miss Elliot.
Suck up, Ryan tells him, elbowing Spencer in the side as they go around the corner.
Do you want to have to go and explain to Coach why I can't go to practice the day before a game? Spencer protests. Because I'm pretty sure that's a conversation I don't want to have. But you know, You can, if you want.
Yeah, yeah, Ryan says, rolling his eyes. You're the fly half, I get it.
Half the kids in the hallway around them start to cheer, and another few clap Spencer on the back.
Spencer beams, because it's always nice when people recognise his genius.
Oh my God! Ryan shakes his head. I hate you so much.
Hate you more, Spencer says, high-fiving three guys in a row.
You're just jealous.
Because no one wants you to be their king.
I don't believe in the monarchy, Ryan says airily. Vive la revolution.
Whatever, Spencer says. Want to stop by my locker and see if anyone's left me any spirit boxes?
I totally understand if you don't want to eat my snickerdoodles, because they're not the food of the revolution.
Oh, shut up, Ryan says.
They double back on themselves so they can go by Spencer's locker.
What are we looking for, anyway? Spencer says, leaning over Ryan's shoulder as the computer boots up.
The first magazine proof is due back from the printers, Ryan says, double-clicking on his Internet Explorer icon.
I'm going to send it to John. I thought the proof was a paper copy, not something you could email.
Spencer says, looking through his bag, for anything that might resemble food. Their detour past Spencer's locker had proved fruitless, and Ryan hadn't been willing to stop for lunch before they hit the arts magazine office. He's pretty sure he's got an emergency Snickers bar somewhere. He hadn't eaten it at Brendan's show the night before, so it should really be in his bag somewhere.
He tips his books out across Ryan's desk. They send a PDF normally, Ryan says, logging into his email. Let's look at the centerfold.
Sure, Spencer says, carefully, piling his books up neatly and emptying his pockets. His Snickers must be somewhere. Chocolate bars do not just disappear.
Spencer!
Ryan hits him in the arm. What's more important, me or some stupid chocolate bar? Spencer says carefully. Ryan narrows his eyes and tugs Spencer down onto the seat next to him.
Shut up and look, he says. This is important.
Okay, okay, Spencer says, rolling his eyes. I'm paying attention.
Ryan nods and starts to scroll through the pages on the screen until they get to the centerfold. In the top corner it says, Dear John Walker. And then, across the double page spread, are all of Ryan's crappy photos. It looks different to when Spencer saw them before, when he was just scrolling through a folder of pictures. It looks bigger.
Fuck, Ryan manages, slumping down in his chair. Oh, fuck, I'm such a fucking loser.
Uh-huh, Spencer says. You could delete it if you wanted. Send it back to the printers with a different centerfold. Fill it with stupid emo poetry or something instead.
Ryan bites his lip. He stares at the screen for a while.
No, he says finally. I'm going to send it to John, he shrugs.
This is the worst idea ever, right?
I don't know,
Spencer says. Ryan's his best friend, and he's also totally fucking brave.
You've had some pretty lame ideas.
Yeah, Ryan agrees. Right. Stay while I attach this stupid picture of me asking him for a date.
Sure,
Spencer says, nudging Ryan's knee with his own.
Let me see.
Ryan sighs and double-clicks on a file on his desktop. It's a badly shot self-portrait. Ryan's half in and out of the picture, kind of blurry and indistinct. His sign is pretty clear, though. Plain printed paper with Come on a date with me, John Walker, scrawled across in black Sharpie. Spencer watches as Ryan attaches the file to his email and writes in the subject line, To John, please read. Thanks, Ryan. He presses send, and they watch while the status bar edges towards 100%.
Fuck,
Ryan says again.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Spencer slides his newly rediscovered emergency Snickers bar across the desk, nudging it towards Ryan. "Here," he says. Ryan nods and eats it all in 3 bites. "Hey," Brandon says, when Spencer shows up in the drama studio before the show that night. "I asked Miss Elliot, and she said you can watch from backstage if you wanted to, because you helped with the scenery and everything." Spencer stuffs his hands into his pockets and risks a glance across at their teacher. Miss Elliot suddenly looks very busy indeed.
I mean, you don't have to," Brandon says quickly. "I just thought..."
"No," Spencer says equally quickly. "I mean, yes. Cool."
"Neat," Brandon says, and he grins. "We can hang out."
"Awesome," Spencer manages. Ryan must be manning a constant vigil by his computer, texting Spencer every 4 minutes to tell him that John still hasn't replied. Spencer kind of feels bad, slipping his phone onto silent just before Brandon's show starts, but he's pretty sure that Ryan's tragic heartbreak will still be there at halftime. "The intermission," Brandon tells him exasperatedly, rolling his eyes across the hall at Spencer, a few minutes before the curtain's due to go up. "If I see you with that phone out during the show, Spencer Smith," Miss Elliot warns him, hurrying past with a clipboard and a headset.
"It's in my pocket,"
Spencer tells her, waving his phone in the air. "It had better be," she calls after her, rushing around the corner.
"It is," Spencer says, checking his messages. There's one from Ryan, which just says, "I'm going to die alone."
Spencer texts,
"It's good, you're staying positive,"
and presses send.
"Spencer!"
Mrs. Elliot yells.
"Okay, okay."
Spencer rolls his eyes and shoves his phone in his pocket. Brandon comes over again, grinning and waving his arms in the air. Spencer ducks his head to cover up the fact he can't stop smiling.
"He's in so deep, it's ridiculous."
"Tonight is going to be great," Brandon tells him, beaming. "You're going to be like my lucky charm or something."
"Uh-huh," Spencer says. "Cool."
"Cool," Brandon echoes, bouncing from foot to foot.
"So," Spencer manages.
"Yeah," Brandon says. "Cool, right? See you later."
Spencer nods. He knows he's blushing. "Yeah, later."
It's really cool, hanging out by the side of the stage. He can see the audience if he stands far enough back. And it sounds different from back there. He can hear all the kids on stage moving around. And up close, he can see their stage makeup. He can even see Brandon sweat when he dances. And when Brandon comes off stage, he winks at Spencer and grins. Spencer grins back and tries not to look too lame. Everyone knows that winking is a totally obvious way of flirting. The butterflies in his stomach are back. He narrows his eyes at Lizzie Ford when she comes off stage and ignores her when she says, "Hi, Spencer," and flips her hair. He still doesn't like it when she kisses Brandon on stage. She's got a predatory look in her eye. Spencer wonders whether he should warn Brandon so that Brandon can try and avoid her. It's in his best interest to avoid all praying mantises. And Spencer's probably doing him a favour. When he texts Ryan to ask him what he thinks, Ryan texts back, "You're a dumbass and a loser. No, 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 no." And then, a minute later, "Actually, do what you want. It's funny to watch." Spencer isn't inclined to think that Ryan is the best person to ask for advice about how to woo someone. He thinks
mugs with cats on them, oh my god. But he sort of thinks Ryan might be right on this one. So he resolutely keeps his mouth shut and just nods when Brendan asks if he's enjoying being backstage.
You should come stand here again tomorrow, Brendan says excitedly. Once the curtain's gone down, for the first time, and they've all done a curtain call, people are swarming all around them, half in and out of costume, talking loudly and hugging. Spencer moves over to by the wall, where there are less people. Brendan follows, still talking. That show was totally awesome. It was probably because you were right here.
Spencer can't tell if Brendan's pink cheeks are because he's all hot and sweaty or because he's blushing. It doesn't matter much anyway.
Spencer says awkwardly. I can't come tomorrow. I've got a game. I think coach is going to let me play the whole match, so I can't make it.
Brendan's face falls, but only for a moment. He smiles again. But Spencer's been watching Brendan for kind of a long time, and this one isn't real.
That's okay, says Brendan quickly. The whole match, huh? That's really cool.
It is, Spencer says, because it is. It really is. He loves playing rugby. Playing a whole game is what he's been dreaming of ever since he hurt his stupid knee in the first place. He's really excited about it, but that doesn't stop him wishing that the game was any other night but tomorrow. He doesn't know what to say.
Sorry, he manages.
No, honestly, that's fine. Brendan tells him too fast. Like, you spent too much time here anyway. The whole week, how awesome has that been? And it's a pain, I can't go see the game. It's really stupid because I totally know all the rules to rugby now. I would have known what was going on and everything.
More than anyone else then, Spencer says.
No one at school really understands the rules. Spencer knows this. The whole team knows that. But rugby is the school sport for reasons that Spencer is grateful for, but doesn't fully understand. They don't play football, and they don't play basketball, and so the school rallies around them and treats them like kings.
Brendan shrugs.
Still, would have liked to have gone.
Yeah.
Spencer says. His face feels hot.
Yeah, Brendan echoes. They're still standing by the edge of the stage, but there aren't as many kids hanging around anymore. They're kind of by themselves. Brendan still in full costume.
I should, go and change, I guess.
Okay.
Spencer feels all weird inside as Brendan walks away. Crushes are the stupidest thing ever, he thinks. And resolves to stop thinking about holding Brendan's hand in the hallways before he dies of lame.
Brendan turns around. He says, tapping his hand against the wall.
There's like an Arthur Show party tomorrow. And you were a part of this, painting scenery and everything, so you should come.
I can't, Spencer says,
even though going to a party with Brendan sounds like fun.
There's a rugby party. You should come to that, though. That'd be cool. We could hang out.
There's a rugby party after every game, Brendan says quickly, but only one after-show party. You should come to that instead.
I'm the fly half, Spencer tells him.
He has responsibilities. He's pretty sure of that. Anyway, at the rugby game, everyone will cheer him and stuff. He's the fly half. And people will want to high-five him and stuff.
I have to go.
You're the scenery painter too, Brendan tells him obstinately. You're not just the fly half. Rugby isn't everything.
It is, Spencer thinks.
He shrugs and doesn't smile.
I already said I'd go, he tells Brendan.
Even though
It isn't true. It's expected he attend, though, probably. Brandon should come with him. Spencer wants to hang out.
Come on, he says, because Brendan's a drama kid. And it's okay that he doesn't think rugby is as important as acting or whatever.
It'll be fun. We can make fun of everyone when they get wasted and fall over.
Brandon looks angry.
I can't, he says. I have plans already.
You should too. You were part of this too.
He looks like he might stamp his foot.
He shrugs and just looks miserable.
You sure you won't change your mind and come?
I can't, Spencer says again. He could, but
he wants to go to the party where people cheer him. Brendan should come to his party.
There's a pause.
Spencer thinks he should feel bad. Instead, he's just kind of pissed.
Fine, Brendan says after a minute. I have to go get changed.
Fine, Spencer echoes grumpily.
The party won't be any fun without Brendan there.
Whatever.
I guess I'll see you, then, Brendan says.
Yeah,
Spencer says, and tries not to stomp off.
See you. He's such an idiot, Spencer says, kicking the wall by his bike.
He'd called Ryan as soon as he was out of the auditorium, pushing through the few remaining kids in the hallway, until he was outside and could rant in peace.
You're the idiot, Ryan says. You know that, right?
Spencer narrows his eyes at his phone.
I am not. He wouldn't come to my party. He's the dumbass.
It's not your party, Ryan says tiredly. I bet you don't even know whose party it is.
You just turned down a date. He asked you to go to a party with him.
That's a date. You fucked up.
Did not, Spencer says.
Shut up.
Did, Ryan says.
Did not. Anyway, your boyfriend doesn't even want to talk to you, so shut up.
Fuck you, Ryan says. Maybe he's busy. Maybe he hasn't checked his email.
I guess, Spencer says doubtfully.
Spencer can't imagine not checking his email. He always has new Facebook requests from kids who want to be his friend. He's building an empire of minions, and soon he will be their king.
He's a senior, Ryan says. He's busy, that's all.
Check to see if he's updated his Facebook profile,
Spencer suggests, struggling with his bike lock.
Fuck, I want a car.
See what his status says. If it says,
I don't want to date Ryan Ross, you know you're fucked.
Maybe he just doesn't want me, Ryan says softly. I mean, that's a possibility, right? He's dumped me once already.
Ryan, Spencer says, rolling his eyes. That wasn't a real breakup. You weren't even dating.
You want to come over? Ryan asks after a moment. My dad's out. We could just hang out.
Sure,
Spencer says, even though he hasn't got long before curfew. And he hasn't been home yet because rugby practice ran late.
We could just watch TV or whatever.
Cool,
Ryan says, and Spencer feels kind of bad. And kind of like he wants to punch John Walker in the face.
He hates everyone. Just because.
Friday is game day. And normally, Spencer likes game days better than any other day. But this game day is really fucking shitty. His mum's pissed at him for getting home late from Ryan's the night before. And when he tries to leave for school, his bike has a puncture, so he's both late and covered in oil. Ryan's miserable and monosyllabic. And because Spencer's late to school, there isn't even the normal line of kids waiting to high-five him and wish him luck for that night's game. Drama class sucks too. Spencer's late to class because of all the kids stopping him in the hallways. And Miss Elliot gives him a detention before he's even managed to get through the door to class. She won't take it back, even when Spencer points out in words of one syllable that he's the fly half and it's game day. She rolls her eyes and says that he can make up his detention on Monday if rugby is so important to him, which isn't fair, because it isn't Spencer's fault that people are proud of their school team and want to wish him luck. It only gets worse, because then Miss Elliot wants him to pretend to be an alien seeing a high school for the first time, which is the stupidest idea Spencer's ever heard. Then, Miss Elliot tells him that if he doesn't want to flunk out, he has to start participating. Spencer seriously wants to die. He rolls his eyes and grumbles under his breath, but all Miss Elliot does is give him a narrow-eyed look and doesn't send him to the principal's office or anything. Even that would have been preferable to embarrassing himself in front of the whole drama class. Today is a bad day, Spencer thinks, putting his arms in the air and pretending to have eyes on the end of stalks. It's a bad, bad day. It turns out that being made to pretend to be an alien is pretty terrible, but everything is suddenly 100 times worse when he realizes that Brendan's kind of avoiding him. He tries to catch Brendan's eye, but Brendan's always looking someplace else. And when he goes over to say hi, Brendan's suddenly super busy talking to people or stacking chairs or suddenly having to be somewhere that Spencer's not. Brendan had said hi, and he'd sort of managed half a wave earlier, but really, he's not talking to Spencer, and Spencer feels really, really crappy. When he joined the lunch line after class, there are no tater tots, no pizza, and the thing that's labelled lasagna looks more like macaroni and cheese. He gets a text from Ryan to say he's too busy with the arts magazine deadlines to come meet him for lunch. And Brendan's busy doing something that isn't eating with Spencer, so Spencer's left grumpily picking out a sandwich and stomping off to wait in line to pay. He texts Ryan back as he's waiting. Beedon's not talking to me. 'Cause you're an idiot, Ryan texts back. Go to his party, dumbass. Spencer stuffs his phone back in his pocket and tells himself he's not replying because he's next in line. He hates eating lunch by himself, so he's half inclined to try and sneak past the hall monitor so he can go bug Ryan in the arts magazine office, but Zach waves him over and wants to talk about rugby instead. They talk tactics loudly and argumentatively, only stopping when people come over to wish them luck for tonight. They start to argue about whether the scrum is any stronger now that the forward's been practicing together more often, and they're halfway to agreeing when Ryan rushes in, barging past the lunch line and heading in Spencer's direction. Spencer rolls his eyes, because Ryan's smiling. Ryan hasn't smiled since he accidentally sent his internet boyfriend pictures of mugs with cats on them. So, something must have changed in the last few minutes. He replied, Ryan says, grinning so hard that Spencer's kind of genuinely worried his face might crack. He emailed me back and he wants to meet me, like, now. Spencer says, where? Make sure it's someplace crowded, and if he offers you candy, just say no, really firmly, and walk away without looking back. Dick, Ryan says happily. He replied, I think he actually wants to date me. Well, Spencer says, offering Ryan half of his sandwich. That's good, right? He means it, apart from how Brendan's pissed at him, and that sucks. That's the best, Ryan says. He didn't think I was lame. He stops and then corrects himself. Or, you know, he does and likes me anyway. Spencer just rolls his eyes. Welcome to my life. Ryan punches Spencer loosely in the arm. Fuck, he says, I'm so late. What are you doing here then? Spencer asks. Ryan just bites his lip.
Go on, Spencer says, shoving him. Ryan grins. And if you get there and it's the janitor instead, just run like fuck, okay?
Dick, Ryan tells him. But before Spencer can reply, Ryan's rushing off across the cafeteria and out into the hallway, not even bothering to keep an eye out for the hall monitor.
Dude, Zach says, from next to Spencer. That's kind of gay, right?
Pretty much, Spencer agrees. Pulling his phone out of his pocket, he types, Remember, you can get pregnant your first time, and presses send.
Then he types another. Good luck.
Spencer doesn't see Ryan for the rest of the day. And apart from a text that says, he doesn't hear from him either. At the pep rally, Ryan's conspicuous by his absence. And Spencer can't find Brendan's face in the crowd either. This is turning into the worst game day ever. It doesn't get better. Even the rugby game is kind of mediocre. Spencer's mum and dad are in the crowd, but Ryan isn't sitting with them. They win the game, but only by 3 points. And in the locker rooms afterwards, everyone's kind of lackluster. Spencer's kind of overwhelmed by his own lameness. He remembers Brendan's sign from the last time, and kind of wishes he'd been here this time, with another stupid sign for Spencer to sigh over. Spencer's so stupid. There isn't even a message on his phone from Brendan. He sighs and clicks on the one from Ryan. It says, Congrats, you're their king. Don't go to the wrong fucking party, dick. Spencer just sighs again and stuffs his dirty clothes into one of the giant laundry baskets by the door.
Where the fuck are you? Ryan demands as soon as Spencer picks up his phone. Rugby party, Spencer says miserably. You total dick, Ryan says. What are you doing there? I don't even know, Spencer says. He's hiding out on the back porch, cradling half a cup of beer he doesn't even want. Where are you? These things are only fun if you're here. I'm at the drama club party, Ryan tells him, where you should be. Is Brendan there? Spencer asks after a moment. Spencer, Ryan says softly. You're at the wrong party. I know, Spencer says. He knows. Fuck, Ryan says. You're an idiot. Spencer knows. He hangs up. You're still at the wrong fucking party, Ryan says, as soon as he picks up his phone. I'm not, Spencer says, jogging up the driveway. Brendan's still here, right? Where is he? Ryan sighs. Where are you? Outside, Spencer says, trying to straighten his shirt. He was in the kitchen last I saw, Ryan says. Okay, Spencer says. He's all kinds of nervous, because Brendan's important to him, and he's screwed up. Plus, he kind of thinks this might be it. You're a dick, Ryan tells him again, helpfully. Yeah, Spencer says. You think he'll like me again if I say sorry for that? Maybe, Ryan says. You could try at least. Yeah, Spencer says again. I'll come find you after. Sure you will, Ryan says, and hangs up. Spencer finds Brendan, leaning up against the wall by the fridge, talking to a couple of girls that Spencer recognises from their drama class and hairspray. Brendan doesn't notice him at first. Not until Spencer's nudged past the crowd of kids by the punch bowl, and he's standing right by him. Hey, Spencer says, awkwardly. Hi, Brendan says. What are you doing here? I thought you had better places to be. Spencer says. No, my mistake. Can we, go somewhere? No, Brendan says, obstinately. I'm talking. He looks fierce, and Spencer feels really bad. The two girls he's talking to eye Spencer with interest. Spencer smiles at them, hoping that they'll take the hint and disappear.
After a long moment, where they smile back at him and no one says anything, Spencer relents and says, "Hey." He has no idea what their names are, but he's pretty sure that they won't settle for a high five. Which is usually what he does when he doesn't know what the hell else to do. "We'll come back later," one of them says, after another minute. "You don't have to," Brendan says lamely. "You can stay." One of them blinks. "No," she says, looking pointedly between Brendan and Spencer. "We'll go." "Bye," Spencer says loudly. Brendan just rolls his eyes and leans back against the wall, folding his arms. Spencer waits for Brendan's friends to make their way across the kitchen, whispering to each other and looking back over their shoulders. Spencer waves. Brendan folds his arms and leans back against the wall. "So," he says. "So," Spencer says brightly, "it turns out I can be a dick sometimes." Brendan makes a face. "Yeah," he says. "I could make you a button." "I picked the wrong party," Spencer says. "I picked the wrong party and I was an idiot." "No one's making you stay," Brendan says tightly. He toes at the kitchen floor with his sneaker. Spencer feels confused. "No," he says quickly. "I'm at the right party now. I just... when you asked me last night, I picked the wrong party then. And earlier this evening, too," he thinks, but doesn't say anything. "Yeah?" Brendan asks. "Yeah," Spencer says. "It turns out that not only can I make the wrong decision, I can be kind of a dick about it too. Who knew?" Brendan just nods and doesn't look at him. Spencer's shoulders deflate. "I'm really sorry," he says softly. "That's okay," Brendan says. "You're here now. You should say hi to some people or whatever. We could probably get them to form a line." Spencer doesn't know what the hell he's doing. The silence is awkward and long, and Brendan's still not really looking at him. "I'd rather just talk to you," Spencer says, "if that's okay." Brendan shrugs awkwardly. Spencer feels really shitty. "Sorry I couldn't be there tonight," he says finally. "That's okay," Brendan says. "You had a game." "I know," Spencer says, "but, you know, I wanted to be there. And, I really am sorry for being a dick about coming here tonight." Brendan nods slowly. "You should try being less of a dick sometimes. That'd be cool." "Yeah," Spencer says. "Sorry." "Did you win?" Brendan asks after a moment. "The game?" Spencer nods. He picks at the seam of his jeans with his finger. "Yeah, 10-7. "Did you score?" Brendan asks. He's tapping his fingers against the side of the fridge. He must have washed all his stage makeup off this time. Spencer can see his freckles. He sort of wants to touch them, or count them, or join them up with his thumb or something. Then he wants to smack himself around the head. "There was a try," Spencer tells them quickly, "and I scored the conversion and a drop goal." "That's pretty awesome, right?" "Kind of," Spencer says, neglecting to point out that he scored most of the points for his team. Trying to be less dickish is hard. "I bet you were pretty awesome too, though." "We were good tonight," Brendan says. "It was a good show." "You're really amazing on stage," Spencer says awkwardly. He doesn't meet Brendan's eye. "Yeah," Brendan says softly. "Yeah," Spencer says. He feels like an idiot. He can't think of anything to say other than, "I really like you." He kicks his heel against the wall a couple of times. When he looks up, Brendan's looking at him. They watch each other for a long moment. And then Spencer shrugs his shoulders. "I really like you," he says, finally. Brendan's eyes widen. "You mean..." he starts. He looks confused. Spencer swallows.
I mean,
he says, and he knows he's blushing, and speaking too quickly, and being lame,
that I'd kind of like to kiss you sometime.
What? Brandon asks carefully. Like a dare?
No.
Spencer says, levelly, staring at a fixed point just to the right of Brendan's head.
Like a boyfriend.
His knees are actually going to give out. He'd been tackled in rugby games so hard that he couldn't breathe once he'd hit the ground. But none of them were anything in comparison with this. Absolutely fucking nothing. Brandon makes a high-pitched sound. Spence! He starts. His voice catches. And there's a moment where they just stare at each other, wide-eyed. Spencer thinks,
lame, 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 lame,
over and over. Brandon bites his lip and reaches for Spencer's wrist, tugging on his sleeve. Come on, he says, and drags Spencer through the kitchen and into the hallway and out into the yard. They don't stop until they're standing in the shadows by the edge of the grass, around the back of the garage.
Say that again,
Brandon says, shakily. Brandon still holding on to his sleeve.
I want to be your boyfriend,
Spencer says, because he said it once already, and he can't be any more nervous than he was the first time.
I mean, if you want to, that is.
Like a secret boyfriend? Brandon asks after a minute.
No, Spencer says, biting his lip. Like, boyfriend, boyfriend. Like, hand-holding in the hallways. I kind of like you a whole lot.
In a boyfriend kind of way. Brandon repeats slowly. He's fiddling with Spencer's sleeve, rubbing his thumb against the cuff.
Yeah,
Spencer says awkwardly. He's pretty sure Brandon doesn't even realise he's stroking Spencer's wrist. You're the fly half, Brandon tells him, as if Spencer might not have remembered. Spencer refrains from rolling his eyes.
Yes, he says patiently, but I hear I'm pretty good at painting scenery too, just so you know.
Who said you were any good? Brandon smiles. I never said that.
Shut up, Spencer says.
Brandon still holding on to Spencer's sleeve, and Spencer pulls away, biting his lip. He reaches for Brandon's hand, tangling his fingers in Brandon's. His hand is hot.
I'm an awesome scenery painter, and I want to kiss you. Is that okay?
Brandon manages. He looks pink, but he doesn't pull away from Spencer's hand.
Like, Spencer says awkwardly, if you don't want to. That's okay, we don't have to.
He doesn't know what to do. He's holding Brendan's hand, and he doesn't know how to stop. Brandon shakes his head quickly. No, I mean, I want to. Spencer's heart is beating ridiculously loudly. It's stupidly obvious how nervous he is. So, Brandon says uncomfortably, squeezing Spencer's hand.
Yeah,
Spencer says. And he leans in quickly and presses his mouth to Brendan's. He cups Brendan's cheek in his other hand as he kisses him, closed-mouthed. Brandon makes a happy sound in his throat, humming against Spencer's mouth. Spencer feels it right down to his toes, a tiny shiver of joy. He wants to laugh, but then Brandon's tumbling forwards, wrapping his arm around Spencer's waist and stepping on Spencer's toes. Spencer, Brandon says happily, and then he's leaning in for another kiss. And this one's different, Brandon's mouth opening beneath his. And there are tongues and too much spit. It's kind of beyond fantastic. And Spencer wants to kiss, until he can't even think anymore. Spencer backs them up, until Brandon's pressed against the garage wall,
and then he leans in again and catches Brendan's mouth in another kiss. Brendan, making tiny, breathless sounds against Spencer's mouth. Spencer runs his thumb across Brendan's jaw as he kisses him again, and Brendan groans and tugs him closer. They kiss until they are both red-cheeked and cold and breathless, until Brendan starts to shiver and has to curl into Spencer's side. "That was okay, right?" Brendan asks, as Spencer awkwardly sneaks his arm around Brendan's shoulders, because, you know, totally my first time.
"Uh-huh,"
Spencer manages, because forming words is beyond him. He kisses Brendan's temple instead, because he thinks he might be allowed to do that now. And his skin tingles with the realization.
"Yeah," he tries. "You were awesome."
Brendan just hums contentedly. He has one arm around Spencer's waist. Spencer doesn't remember him doing that. He's also shivering, because it's pretty late and cold out.
"You want to go back inside?" Spencer asks.
He's still kind of nervous. "Depends," Brendan says, not looking at him. He doesn't pull away, though. "Do we have to pretend this didn't happen?" Spencer shakes his head. His heart is beating really loudly again, and his stomach feels like it's doing somersaults. He pulls away from Brendan's hug and reaches for his hand instead.
"No," he says.
And he is surprised his voice doesn't shake. He grabs Brendan's hand and squeezes, looking down at the ground. "I kind of have a crush on you," Brendan tells him. "Like the biggest crush ever."
"Yeah," Spencer says. "Me too. On you, I mean."
"Does that mean I'm your boyfriend?" Brendan asks carefully. After a minute of Spencer staring industrially at the ground and holding Brendan's hand.
"Pretty much," Spencer says awkwardly,
looking up.
"If you want."
Brendan bites his lip. "Yeah," he says. "That'd be cool." His eyes are bright. Spencer starts to smile, and he doesn't think he can remember how to stop.
"So,"
Spencer says, as they stand hand in hand in the entrance to the living room, with everybody at the party staring at them.
"This isn't awkward."
"I hate you," Ryan says loudly, barging past a group of girls who are mostly staring at Spencer, holding Brendan's hand. "Also, this is John."
"Hi," John says, waving his drink at them.
Spencer blinks, because John is drinking beer out of a mug with cats on the side. Spencer shoots Ryan a glance, and Ryan beams at him, mouthing, "Told you so," and folding his arms. "I like your mug," Brendan says. "I'm Brendan."
"It was a gift," John says,
and when he catches Ryan's eye, he smiles, lazy and warm.
"Hmm," Spencer says. "Ryan?"
"John and I are dating now," Ryan says happily. "I gave him his cat mug. John says he doesn't mind that I missed his birthday. I'm going to go with him to his party tomorrow night."
Spencer says. "Good,"
Brendan says brightly. "And he's going to try and be less of a dick from now on."
"Awesome," Ryan says. "How's that working out for you, Spence?"
Brendan nudges him with his elbow and grins.
"Pretty well so far," Spencer says,
and squeezes Brendan's hand.
"So," Spencer says,
when they're waiting out front for Brendan's mum to come pick him up.
"I guess we should go on a date." "This is a huge mistake,"
Spencer says desperately, as soon as Ryan picks up the phone.
"This is stupid,
and I should just call and cancel, right?
Ryan says, you are a total fucking idiot, and if you call and cancel, we are no longer friends, and I am not kidding, okay?
You don't mean that,
Spencer says miserably.
No, Ryan says. Yeah. I've got nothing to wear,
Spencer says, sullenly kicking at his closet.
I can't go on a date when I've got nothing to wear.
A date. To a roller skating rink. Oh my fucking god.
Roller skating. Ryan repeats, slowly.
How the fuck did you end up arranging to go roller skating? I thought you were just going to get ice cream.
Yeah, well, Spencer says, rolling his eyes. I just called him up and said we should go to that new place, by the roller skating rink. And I didn't even get any further because he was really excited about going roller skating. How was I supposed to say no to that?
You're dating a total dork, Ryan says, laughing.
He's a dork. And we haven't even gotten as far as the date yet, Spencer says. We might not. I'm going to call and cancel.
Stop saying that, Ryan tells him. Or else you might start to believe it. Stop pretending like this isn't the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
He's a dork, Spencer says.
And you dream about holding his hand, Ryan says. And Spencer knows he's rolling his eyes. Don't you even try and pretend like you don't.
Maybe, Spencer says shiftily. What are you doing?
Hanging out with John, Ryan says. We're watching movies. We're going to go to his party later.
Fuck, Spencer says. You're such a dick. Why didn't you say you were with John?
Because, Ryan says, you wanted to talk, so.
I'm going, Spencer says. Go make out with your boyfriend.
Go make out with yours, Ryan says. Spencer hangs up and flops backwards onto his bed.
I'm such a loser,
he says, and thinks about kissing Brendan again.
Are you sure I can't have the car? He asks for the fifth time.
Dad rolls his eyes.
Only if you want to stop doing whatever it is you're going out to do to go pick your sisters up. It's up to you.
Spencer thinks about it.
What time? He asks.
5, he says, from the dance studio.
That's miles away, Spencer complains. When's Mum due back?
After dinner, his dad says. You want to tell me why you're so desperate for the car all of a sudden? Spencer shrugs.
Me and Brendan, he says. We're going out. I just wanted the car. That's all.
Oh. He's making lasagna, and he stops spooning the sauce into layers.
Like a date? No, Spencer says quickly. He shrugs. Well, kind of, yeah.
Okay, his dad says. That's good, right?
Spencer sort of wants to die. Yeah.
He's a nice boy, his dad tells him. As if Spencer didn't already know.
I know, Spencer says and rolls his eyes. Where are you going? He asks. Roller skating, Spencer says, really fast and tries not to go red.
His dad tries to hide his smile.
Roller skating, huh? Stop laughing, Dad, it's totally not funny.
It kind of is, kid. Spencer groans and covers his eyes.
I know. I'm going out on a date with a total dork.
Have you got enough money? His dad asks. To pay for him?
Dad, I'm just asking. You want to make a good impression. He's a good kid.
Spencer blinks.
I've got some, he says finally.
He's got about enough to get into the roller skating place and maybe have a milkshake afterwards. His parents are pretty good about giving him a reasonable allowance. He's just pretty good at spending it, too. This isn't going to happen every time, okay?
His dad reaches into his back pocket for his wallet.
Dad, you like him a lot, yes?
Spencer swallows.
Kind of a lot, yeah.
Well then, his dad says, take another $20 and get some ice cream or something.
Spencer folds the two $10 bills into his wallet. Thanks, he says awkwardly.
He gets to the door before he turns around.
Do you think Mum will be mad? He asks.
His dad looks up.
Mum loves you, he says. She's trying really hard. I know.
Spencer does.
I don't want her to be upset, that's all.
Go and have a good time with your date, Spence, and stop worrying about Mum. She wants you to be happy.
Okay, Spencer nods. Okay.
He's early, which is stupid, because he knows how long it takes to get to the milkshake place on his bike, and the roller skating rink is right by it. Still, he's early, so he locks his bike up and tries to ignore the urge to unlock it and ride on home. He texts Ryan.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! What am I doing, Rye?
And tries to look nonchalant as he stands by the door and waits for Brendan.
Man up!
Ryan replies. Then, straight off the back of that one, hot, 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 hot. Spencer just rolls his eyes and tries not to look desperate. Brendan is 5 minutes late, which is just late enough that Spencer starts to think he's been stood up.
Sorry, 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 Brendan says, skidding his bike to a stop.
I thought I could get Mum's car, but she wasn't back in time and I had to take my bike.
Not having a car sucks, Spencer says, as Brendan stumbles off his bike and locks it up next to Spencer's. I can't wait until my birthday.
When's that? Brendan asks, kneeling on the floor and fiddling with his lock.
End of the summer, Spencer says. Mum and Dad are getting me a car for senior year. I keep trying to get them to give it to me early, so I've got it for the summer too.
Cool, Brendan says. Mum's going to let me have hers next year. It's kind of lame, though. A purple minivan.
That is lame, Spencer thinks.
Cool, he says awkwardly. Brendan looks up and grins. His smile's kind of amazing, wide and bright.
It's okay, he says. I know it's lame, but it's a car, right? Yeah, Spencer agrees.
Although he thinks he'd rather die than have a purple minivan.
Brendan says, standing up. Yeah, Spencer says again.
He doesn't know what to do with his hands. And he doesn't know how to lean in and kiss Brendan hello. So he doesn't.
I guess we should, go in?
Cool, Brendan says again and grins. There's something weird about Spencer's skates. So they sit and wait for a few minutes by the side of the rink as the assistant sprays down another pair of boots and fiddles with one of the wheels. Brendan's already got his on. He's sitting beside Spencer, but he keeps moving his feet backwards and forwards so that the wheels make noises against the floor. They don't touch, but when Spencer puts his hand down on the bench between them, Brendan's little finger brushes Spencer's. The stereo system is playing Britney Spears at ear-blasting volume. They both stare straight ahead, and Spencer decides he should have gone home while he still could have, because this is the worst experience of his entire life. It's kind of different when they get out on the rink, though. There are tons of little kids circling the outside of the rink, but Brendan pushes through them and out into the middle, where there are less people. He circles Spencer, skating backwards.
Oh, God, Spencer says, rolling his eyes and wobbling back and forth as he gets used to being up on skates again for the first time in years. You're good at this, too.
I'm good at everything, Brendan says, sunnily. You want a race?
Spencer just laughs. Fuck yeah, he says, and Brendan grins.
They race around the middle, twice around and back into the centre to finish,
Brendan's in the lead from the get-go. He's stupidly good at this. Spencer thinks back to him and Ryan, taking up skateboarding when they were in junior high. They'd taken most of a summer, just figuring out how to avoid breaking any bones. Brendan can probably do flips and everything. Spencer is better at things that don't involve balancing. "I win!" Brendan says, throwing his arms in the air. Spencer can't stop quickly enough, and they bump into each other, breathless and laughing. Spencer slips, and Brendan catches his elbow. They're not fast enough, and they both end up on the ground.
"Ow!"
Spencer says awkwardly. "Baby." Brendan grins, clambering to his feet. He offers his hand to Spencer to help him up. Spencer grabs on, and then they're left standing too close to each other in the middle of the rink, still holding hands. Spencer manages, pulling away.
"Maybe you could show me how to skate backwards and do that spinning thing."
"Awesome," Brendan says, and spins around in a circle. "That was kind of fun, huh?" Brendan shrugs his shoulders at him as they slide around a table at the milkshake place next to the rink, into one of the booths up at the back. A waitress hands them a menu each. Spencer can't help but grin. He's on a date with Brendan. And okay, so they're not holding hands or kissing now, but last night they were. And when Spencer asked him if he'd be his boyfriend, Brendan said yes.
"Yeah,"
he says, and bites his lip when Brendan smiles back at him.
"We should get ice creams," he says. "I'll pay."
"My dad gave me money," Brendan says decisively. "I'll pay."
"Mine too," Spencer admits. "Want to get milkshakes too?"
Brendan grins. Spencer bites his lip and stares at the tabletop and moves so that his hand is brushing Brendan's. Brendan doesn't look at him, just curls his fingers into Spencer's, and they're holding hands under the table, just like that. They end up riding their bikes around the park, because Spencer doesn't know how to say that he wants to cycle back to Brendan's house and kiss him goodbye on the porch. "We should have brought bread for the ducks," Brendan says when they get to the pond. Spencer blinks, because his first thought when he goes out on a date is always to make sure he has bread for any unscheduled duck feeding.
He says, "Yeah."
"Ducks are cool," Brendan says, grinning and clambering off his bike. He leaves it on the grass and goes to lean over the edge of the pond.
"Yeah,"
Spencer says uncertainly. He is, sort of, ridiculously charmed by Brendan's enduring lameness. He wants to hold hands with him and everything. He doesn't, though. He just leans his bike against a tree and stuffs his hands in his pockets as he goes to stand next to Brendan. "No, really," Brendan says. "You remember when Miss Elliot made us pretend to be ducks?"
"No," Spencer says.
He deliberately doesn't remember anything about drama class, apart from Brendan. Brendan just rolls his eyes. "There was kind of a lot of quacking," he says. "You looked like you had a headache."
"Oh," Spencer says, remembering. "Yeah, I remember."
"That was cool," Brendan says. Like that was the whole point of the conversation. Spencer just blinks. Brendan slips his hand into Spencer's. And Spencer thinks that maybe that was the point instead. He looks down at the ground and keeps holding on. "You can't hate drama class," Brendan tells him after the ducks have swum away. And they're left standing by their bikes and pretending like they're not holding hands. "No one hates drama. Only stupid people hate drama class." Spencer shrugs. Brendan's hand is really hot in his.
pretending to be a cloud is lame.
Brandon rolls his eyes. Pretending to be a cloud is only the warm-up. Drama class is awesome. You should give it a chance. Maybe you'd like it.
Yeah, Spencer says, swallowing. I like you, he thinks. Maybe.
So, Brandon says awkwardly. Spencer thinks about kissing Brandon the night before, pressed back against the garage wall. He swallows again and leans in quickly for a kiss. Brandon picks that very moment to bend down, and Spencer misses Brandon's mouth, catching him on the forehead instead. Spencer jerks backwards, pulling away from Brandon's hand, and contemplates throwing himself in the pond, just to see if it takes. Brandon's looking at him wide-eyed. That was a grandma kiss. He just tried to kiss Brandon and missed. This is the worst moment of his whole entire life. He can't ever tell Ryan, because Ryan will tease him about his humiliation for the rest of forever. He wants to call Ryan up now, just because. He fights the urge to run away and hide. He manages. He's bright red. Spencer Smith, Brandon says, all in a rush, and he leans over and presses his mouth to the corner of Spencer's mouth. Spencer makes a tiny sound in his throat, but Brandon doesn't move away. Spence, he says breathlessly, fuzzy against Spencer's mouth. I really, really like you, Spencer thinks, and runs his hands down Brandon's arms, his fingers circling Brandon's wrists, stroking back up again until he has his arms around Brandon's shoulders. Brandon just kisses him again, stepping up onto his toes and clutching at Spencer's shirt. You're kind of super lame, Brandon tells him.
I am not, Spencer says.
He touches at Brandon's cheek with his fingertips because he likes doing that. His thumb rubs at Brandon's jaw.
You are, he says petulantly.
Brandon rolls his eyes. Are you going to kiss me again anytime soon or what? Spencer ducks his head.
I'm building up to it, he says,
because he is lame. Almost done? Brandon asks.
Kind of, Spencer says.
And before he can change his mind, he pulls Brandon even closer and kisses him. Making out is even more awesome this time around. They stumble backwards until Brandon's pressed up against a tree, and Spencer can run his fingers through Brandon's hair, cupping his chin as they kiss. Brandon keeps making these sounds, tiny whimpers against Spencer's mouth, and everything's ridiculously hot. And Spencer couldn't stop, even if he wanted to. Brandon's hands keep stroking down Spencer's sides. And then, they're in the small of Spencer's back, and Spencer's the one, making a helpless noise as Brandon touches Spencer's ass for the first time. Brandon just laughs at Spencer's squeak of surprise, and it feels fuzzy and good, so Spencer kisses him harder, pushing even closer, and kissing him until they're both breathless and pink-cheeked. He pulls away, resting his forehead against Brendan's, and huffs out an embarrassed laugh. Making out is awesome, Brandon tells him earnestly. He still has his arms around Spencer's waist, and he slides his hand down until it's resting on Spencer's ass again. You have a really nice ass, he goes on to say, as if that's a totally normal thing to come out with.
Spencer says. So do you?
Aha, Brandon says. You can totally touch it if you want.
Okay, Spencer manages,
and he gets as far as resting his hand on Brandon's hip before he loses his nerve. Brandon makes a face, he says, that's not my ass. Did you even take biology classes?
I'm getting there, Spencer says carefully, because Brendan's mouth is kind of distracting, and he wants to kiss him again. I'm working up to it.
You can work quicker if you want, Brendan tells him. Honestly, my ass is right there.
Did anyone ever tell you you're kind of bossy? Spencer asks.
You're kind of slow at this, Brendan says. Grab my ass, Spencer. Spencer rolls his eyes and reaches around so he can palm Brendan's ass.
Better,
he manages, because seriously, fuck. Brendan's ass is kind of amazing.
Totally.
Brendan nods, licking his lips. His mouth is red and wet, and Spencer can't help it. He ducks his head and presses another kiss to Brendan's mouth, sliding his tongue along Brendan's lip as Brendan hums his approval.
So, Spencer says a few minutes later, you want to come out with me again sometime?
Oh, Brendan says, grinning. I was just about to ask you.
Awesome, Spencer manages,
and Brendan laughs and kisses him again. So, Brendan says, as Spencer locks his bike up on Monday morning before school. He said something about holding my hand in the hallways. Spencer stands up, shouldering his backpack and grinning. Brendan standing behind him, biting his lip.
Yeah,
Spencer says. Across the parking lot, John's taking pictures, and Ryan's rolling his eyes a lot and trying not to laugh.
You okay with starting now?
Sure, Brendan says, and holds out his hand.
Awesome,
Spencer says, and tangles his fingers with Brendan's.
Come on, then.
The end. Thanks for listening.